Once again, to media members on the call, just hit star one if you have questions for any of the coaches here this morning, and we'll work those questions into them as quickly as we can. We now welcome to the call the head coach of the Elon Phoenix, Kurt Cignetti. Good morning, Coach Cignetti.
Good morning, Rob. How you doing?
I'm doing just fine. Before we talk about things with your team, I'm curious how you feel like your guys have come through the fall camp, whether you're healthy and ready to go on Thursday night.
Yeah, well, you know, I think our guys are anxious to hit somebody else, and we've had a good fall. I've seen improvement. I don't think you ever get through camp healthy. You always get somebody nicked up and lose some practice here and there. But overall, you know, I think we feel good about the progress we made, and, you know, now it's on to game prep.
How do you feel like your team has responded to you and your coaching staff as you guys have brought in some new philosophies and some new ideas?
Yeah, I've been really pleased and excited about the buy-in. I think the players are very excited. We came out of spring in a really good place, had a good summer, had them all here. You know, I think we increased in strength. You know, we came back in good condition. You know, I think we've had a good physical camp. We've come out consistently, I think, and performed and tried to get better. You know, there have been very few days I've walked off the practice field, you know, upset with our effort or our focus. I mean, they've, you know, when they've crossed the line, they've had a business approach to their work, and you know, I think we've taken advantage of our days.
We're here with Elon head coach Kurt Cignetti. If you have a question for Coach Cignetti, just hit star one on your keypad. You guys obviously face a difficult challenge with an FBS opponent right out of the gate, but do your players enjoy that challenge of having an FBS team? Does it help the excitement level and the focus level heading into that first game?
You know, I don't know. That's a hard question for me to answer. I heard the last part of Danny Rocco's interview, and really we're kind of the same way. It's more about us and what we got to do to be successful. I think we really haven't talked a whole lot about Toledo yet. I mean, I talk a little bit more each day about them, but, you know, it's more about us. Toledo's obviously a really good football team. They've got great tradition as a football program. You know, they consistently go to bowl games. They're 9-4 last year. They're picked to win their conference. I mean, I read an article recently where they're one of five, group of five schools that, you know, they think could factor into a BCS bowl. You know, they got a dynamic offense, scored a lot of points, fifth-year senior quarterback, threw for 4,000 yards. So, obviously, it's going to be a big challenge to go on the road in the first game and play up there in their stadium. But, you know, we're going to be excited about it. We're going to go up there believing we can win the game.
I want to take a look at your team on both sides of the ball and starting with the offense. And nine starters back, but I know you had a couple of true freshmen that you brought in that in talking to you at media day that you were very pleased with and have been battling. Talk about how that battle has gone at quarterback.
Right. Well, we've got two freshman quarterbacks that have taken the reps. They both enrolled in January and were with us in the spring. You know, we're talking Davis Cheek and Jalen Green, and we alternate them at number one every other day. They get equal reps. They'll both play. You know, which one will start, I don't know. I may just grab one of them after the kickoff, so we'll see. But, you know, they're getting better. They make freshman mistakes, and, you know, this will be valuable experience for them in the first game. So, you know, I'm really pleased. I think the strength of the offense is our offensive line. We've got, you know, a number of guys there that have played significant snaps in the past. I've seen us get more physical. You know, there is an emphasis on, you know, running the football and, you know, being a good team running the football. And, I you know, I think without a doubt it's going to be the strength of the offense.
Who have, obviously you have a couple of guys back at the running back spot, but who has impressed you at that position, if that's the focus of the offense?
Yeah. Well, Breland Cyphers, a redshirt freshman, had a tremendous spring. He picked up right where he left off at running back. And, you know, we've got three that we'll rotate in there, and Breland will start the game, and Deshaun McNair, who played quite a bit last year as a freshman, and Malcolm Summers, also, who's in his third year, has had some good games in the past. So, you know, we'll split the carries between those guys. Breland Cyphers will start the game. He's been very consistent. day in, day out, done a nice job protecting the football, and so that's the way we'll go.
And before I leave the offense, you touched on the two quarterbacks, and you may just grab one of those guys, but do they bring different things? Obviously, we haven't seen, had a chance to see them play. Talk about the two of them and the skill sets that they have. Are they different type quarterbacks or similar?
They're a little different. Davis Cheek is very cerebral, spends a lot of time in the office watching tape. He's a gym rat. He played at a really big school. They went to the state semis. He threw 39 touchdowns, 3 interceptions as a senior in high school, completed 70% of his passes. You know, I had the opportunity to coach Phillip Rivers his senior year at NC State, and there's some similarities there. They wear the same number. They both have a little bit of an awkward release. But both see the field, process information quickly, and are really accurate. But he can move. You know, he can also move. Jalen, I guess, is sort of your dual threat quarterback. You know, he's got really good mobility. He's got a really quick release. And, you know, he gets the ball from point A to point B. His accuracy has been good, and he can make plays with his legs. So, now, you know, neither of these guys have taken a hit yet because, you know, the quarterbacks aren't live in the scrimmages. So, you know, this will be baptism by fire for both of them. But I'm looking forward to seeing how they both respond.
Switching to the defensive side of the ball, only 5 starters back on that unit. But how has that group looked, and what players have impressed you so far in camp?
Yeah. Well, you know, we've gone to a new scheme. We're 3 down. Tony Trisciani from Villanova, our defensive coordinator. It's the package that Villanova ran in the past. They're number 1 in the country in defense last year. I've seen progress in the unit, and it's very multiple. And, you know, it all starts up front. Now, we do have a freshman nose guard, Tristan Cox, that's kind of come in and taken over that position, 6'3", 6'3 and a half, about 345 pounds. So, you know, he's a big guy in the middle. You know, our defensive ends have played a lot of football here. You know, Dre Howe, Daniel Everett, Nick Grohl. And, you know, linebacker Warren Messer is sort of the quarterback back there. You know, he's a very instinctive player with good movement. And, you know, he had great springs, had a great fall camp. You know, one of our linebackers, we play 3 linebackers. Tyrus Williams, a freshman from South Carolina, will probably start for us. I'm not sure who will start at the Will spot. And, you know, on defense, you know, I think we have some athleticism back there. Chris Blair, who's played good football here in the past, at safety, along with Tyler Campbell, who's a transfer from Army, has been extremely impressive. Ephraim Borders, who was a receiver last year, has been playing our spur. You know, one of the leaders on our defense. And, you know, at corner, Daniel Reed Bennett was a safety in the past. We moved him to corner. He's about 6'1", so he's got good size and speed. He's had a really good camp. Greg Liggs is an athletic guy playing the field corner, has also had a very solid camp. So, you know, it all starts with stopping the run, and we'll have to prove that we can do that first. But I've seen progress every day on defense and as a team. And I think we'll find out a lot about ourselves up at Toledo, who's obviously, you know, a really, really good football team. But, you know, we're going to go up there and compete for 60 minutes, one play at a time. And, you know, we'll find out a lot about ourselves, and we'll learn from it.
Yeah, so I was going to just build on that before I let you go. Obviously, you know what the type of challenge that you're up against in a team like Toledo. But is the competitiveness the biggest thing? What would you like to see out of your team coming out of Thursday night?
Well, you know, this is going to be a new brand of ball, and the guys have bought in. And we've sort of prided ourselves on being a physical, fast football team that's got a little bit of swagger. And, you know, it's all about 11 guys doing their job. So I want to see us compete and be relentless, regardless of the competitive circumstances of the football game. And we have done that day in, day out at practice. Now, you know, taking it from the practice field to the game field, you know, once you put the scoreboard up there and you're running more plays too, you know, that's a different thing. But, you know, I think that we're definitely ready to play. We're tired of practicing. There's no doubt about that. Our guys are going to be very excited, and I'm going to be anxious to see how we respond, and, you know, how we respond when good things happen, and also how we respond, you know, when adversity happens. because, you know, the mindset really can't change based on whether you're successful or have adversity. You got to kind of play the same way all the time. And that's what I'm looking for, is consistency and performance.
All right, Kurt, thanks very much for your time here this morning. Look forward to talking to you all season, and good luck on Thursday night at Toledo.
Thank you, Rob.
All right, thank you.